Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a changing global solar market. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This week, we're looking at foreign solar tariffs and their effect on the industry in the state. Over the summer, the U.S. reinstated tariffs on solar products from Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, and Cambodia. Now, manufacturers there are struggling to figure out their next steps. With support from the Pulitzer Center, the Ohio Newsroom's Lila Goldstein reports.
About 5 years ago, orders for solar panels here at Red Sun Energy's factory in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, were pouring in. But in August this year, half of the automated machines the company invested in to keep up with demand aren't even being used. The general manager's assistant, Tan Yip, says their biggest customer was based in California. But that was before the Commerce Department started investigating companies for allegedly dodging tariffs by moving production from China to Southeast Asia. Then, solar tariffs were reinstated in Vietnam this year.
You know, they stopped like ordering from us
because
of this tax increase.
Yeah.
Yip says the company lost around 50% of its business due to the higher tariffs its U.S. customers would have to pay.
For me, I feel like we're like a necessity to the U.S. market that has been unfairly treated by the government policy.
He says the company may look to find new clients in Europe, but losing out on sales to the U.S. market is a major blow. Between the expiration of a two-year tariff exemption in June and new duties this fall, some Southeast Asian manufacturers are facing duties of more than 250% on imported solar products. Some companies in the region are suspending operations in response. The Chinese solar company LONGi, which shares ownership of a manufacturing company in Pataskala, Ohio, paused production at a battery factory in Vietnam in June after tariffs were reinstated. New East Solar Energy was one of five solar companies in Southeast Asia the U.S. Commerce Department determined was dodging tariffs. These companies were found to have shipped nearly completed products from China to Southeast Asia for minor changes to avoid paying the taxes on imports. On a weekday in July, a guard outside its plant in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, says production has slowed since the end of last year, and the plant is no longer operational. And he tells the interpreter I'm with, Ung Sia, that they've wrapped up the factory's machinery to ship it to Indonesia.
One guard said they want to see operation to Indonesia instead of Cambodia. Is it just want the factory in Indonesia to be fully operated at full swing?
Indonesia is notably not subject to U.S. solar tariffs. Neither is Laos. At least four China-linked projects have started operations in those two countries in the last year and a half, according to Reuters. Ishana Ratan is a PhD candidate at Berkeley researching renewable energy. She says solar companies setting up factories in new countries to avoid tariffs is nothing new.
First, manufacturing went to Taiwan, and then there were tariffs against imports from Taiwan, and then it went to Southeast Asia, and now there are more tariffs.
But since these companies are trying to serve the U.S. market,
moving to the next country to get around tariffs is probably not a feasible strategy in the long term.
And that's because
the U.S. will almost certainly extend tariffs to those countries very quickly.
Jenny Chase is a solar analyst at Bloomberg NEF.
However, the profit margins of selling to the U.S. are currently so high that I think that some companies might do it anyway and say, well, we might get 2 years out of this. Let's do it.
Another option for these companies is to move production to the U.S. and take advantage of large Inflation Reduction Act incentives. The Chinese solar company LONGi and its U.S. partner could benefit from these incentives at its new Pataskala plant. The factory, 20 miles east of Columbus, employs over 1,000 Ohioans and opened earlier this year. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lila Goldstein in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.